Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mark Pope is now your new head coach of your Kentucky Wildcats. What do you think of that change going from John Calipari to Mark Pope? What should Kentucky fans think of that? Because right now they want to attack me because I think it's a step down. You?
Well, I was astonished to hear of a Mormon Pope. I thought that was strictly Catholicism at work there. It totally caught me off guard, Dave.
That's pretty good. So you pray to your wife, I guess, in that situation. I don't know who you're supposed to pray to.
So, but John, here's why I wanted to get your thoughts.
One of your wives.
I've gone through Pope's background and already think it's a bad hire. And now I was convinced because he did this when he was introduced. Let me just show you what he's holding up real quick when he gets off the bus at Rupp Arena. Because, they decided to do this.
I want to play this. But I remind you that John's time is brought to you by our good friends at Newbrook Collision Center.
Now in its 45th year, the second and third generations continue Joe Newbert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Okay, so run this out there. Here we go.
All right.
Mark Pope getting off. For those that are on our audio platform, they appear to be in Rupp.
They drove a bus into Rupp Arena.
They drive a bus in there like it's some sort of monster bus rally. And Mark Pope gets off of the bus. John, I want to make sure you can see it. Do you have visual confirmation?
John,
can you
see it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and play it. All right. Here's where. It's
but anyway,
I'll turn it all down. Wait. You see what he's holding?
Oh, look. Oh, look at that, John. What's he holding? John, let's get some play-by-play. Coming in from the bus. Headed to
the court.
John, what's he holding? Can you tell?
He is holding the 1996 National Championship trophy for the team that he played on, as if that is somehow a qualification for him to get the head coaching job at Kentucky.
John, I'm going to do the research really quick. The prospects that he will be going after, some of their parents will have been born when Kentucky won that 96 national championship. So I understand the recruiting implications can be monstrous for the Big Blue Nation.
Well, what impressed me about that video, I thought it was a contest. Is all these various people got off the bus. I think they wanted the fans to identify which one is Mark Pope. I couldn't tell. I, Is it that guy? No, it's that one. Oh no, I think it's more. Looks more like that one. Looks more like Mark Pope. It was really bizarre. I thought.
Yes, and he came off last, which he may end up being among teams in the SEC. There's all kinds of rumors coming out of Kentucky about why perhaps you had John Calipari make that sudden move. What was your read on the move? What will he do at Arkansas? Because, man, he pulled a Kiffin on the Cats. He left them timing-wise in a bad, bad position.
Yeah, I have one more thing to say on Mark Pope. Can I still do that?
Yes, yes. Mark Pope, stick with the Mark Pope. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on after that, but yeah, can you get ready to cringe, Dave? Can you prepare yourself to cringe?
I'm ready to cringe.
I think it was an attempt by Kentucky because when Calipari there was a lack of unity among the fan base. And okay. Some people was still back. I think Kentucky, what it's trying to do is unify here. So it's trying to bring together the Mormons and the Catholics by hiring a Mormon Pope.
I'm not
letting go of that, Dave.
No, I can tell you're not.
Well, I mean, I think
we'll be having this conversation in 5 years from now, like Constantine Ritzman.
That's hot.
To be fair, I think Kentucky, it got nixed down. They've been they can't get rid of the child bride laws that still exist in Kentucky. So Mormon, you know, might fit there. I mean, I'm sorry, bad joke.
What the hell just happened, Caleb?
Explain,
yes, go for it,
Caleb. I know at least until 2018, I don't know if it's changed, but at least until 2018 in Kentucky, you could marry off your daughter before she was even a teenager without her consent.
To today's tough question, would you marry off your daughter for a five-star prospect?
In Kentucky, you could.
Anywhere in Kentucky?
There were no laws against marrying off your daughter. You couldn't marry your daughter, but you could marry her off. Like, you could arrange a marriage with her and somebody else until 2018, I believe, is when it was.
Are we at all sure about this?
The state has evolved since then. That's 6 years ago.
And guys, there's a lot of states that are like that, so I'm not going to try to take a shot at just Kentucky because there are some.
Is Tennessee like that? Can you do that in Tennessee, Caleb?
Let's look it up. Tennessee child bride law.
No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Mark Pope hire. How can that possibly be good? And listen, Tennessee fans and every SEC school, they've been down this path before where you get jilted by your coach and you're going to say the next coach is great. But I can't find anybody in my phone, my Rolodex, that knows basketball that tells me this is a great hire, John.
No, I just wonder if Kentucky even considered bringing back Rick Pitino.
Thank you. It's exactly what I said. I would have made the phone call. I would have been done with it. I would have gotten 4 or 5 good years out of Pitino, who I think will be 71. It would have been done. I would have had the call made before Arkansas could hold their stupid press conference in which John Calipari looks like inducted for the 1996 Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, it's funny. So, John, the funny thing about that is many Kentucky fans, their selling point on Mark Pope is that Rick Pitino says he's going to be a great coach. Because what do you expect Rick Pitino to say about one of his former players? Like, oh, I don't think he's going to get the job done.
Rick, Caleb, Rick Pitino said Wade Houston was going to be a great coach.
Yes. And John, what's the likelihood that this happened? That a Pitino call was made and he said, sounds good. Work that out. $10 million a year. And they said, whoa, we thought we might get you on the cheap. You know, you're trying to rebuild your career. And he says, no, I don't think so. And then they went to Pope. Does anybody want to bet that that's what happened? Because I'll lay that bet down, brought to you by BetUS.
I don't think that's what happened, Dave. I don't think they call Rick Pitino. If they did, I think it would be a done deal. And he'd be the coach at Kentucky, and fans would all be excited.
Instead, they got Pope.
And when when people got off the bus, the fans would have known, oh, yeah, that's Rick Pitino. They wouldn't have had to guess, well, which one is Mark Pope?
he's put on some weight since he played here and lost some hair.
Yeah, he's so big.
So John, I wanted to just know your quick thoughts on it because we made fun of it last week, and Arkansas fans are now mad at us because I thought that press conference they held for Calipari was the goofiest thing I ever saw. And they had all these former players at Kentucky that they touted who said they committed to play for Calipari. And in my mind, I'm like, these are all the players that, like, they're famous now for underachieving at Kentucky because they didn't have Anthony Davis, the one guy that won him a national title. They were naming John Wall and people like that. And I'm like, this doesn't really help your case for Calipari, does it?
It's almost as though you're trying to sell Arkansas fans on what Kentucky fans had to believe in.
Yes.
We're going to have the number one class in the country. If that's the number one you're going for, yeah, that might be a good move. Hey, we got the number one recruiting class. Game over.
Yeah, that is exactly what they were going for.
Yeah. John, you're going to get these great players. You won't win that much, but you'll get the great players, but you won't hang any more banners.
Seems like the worst time to see Calipari walk through the door now that NIL is completely legitimate. Seems like that's like, oh, bleep. You know, you had the guy, and maybe if they'd have hired him 5 years or 10 years later, there wouldn't be the hurt feelings now because he hasn't won at a high enough level. Just seems like you're getting rid of the used car salesman right when the used car sales are about to go through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky now is you can give a player a racehorse. It's legal.
That's right. Godfather style.
No, he can be you can be a basketball player / jockey.
Is John Calipari the coach most likely to leave a horse head in a opposing athletic director's bed?
That's a pretty good call, Dave. I'm trying to think of somebody else.
I'm a moment. John, get out of here.
I don't know if I'd cross Slick Rick, though. There could be some bad things happen, too.
Well, and Urban Meyer had a certain guy he could call while he was at Florida.
He just did it himself. He's a Russian hitman.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.